This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Aquarius Full Moon. The full moon takes place on August 15, 2019 at 5:29 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8:29 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 12:29 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 22 degrees Leo, 24 minutes, 22 degrees Aquarius, 24 minutes. The Aquarius full moon spotlights how we are experiencing our uniqueness amid the collective. Last month's Leo new moon fired up impulses to express ourselves more freely and forcefully. Now we get an assessment of how that feels. Questions of who gets us and who doesn't, who's fueled by our flame and who'd rather put it out, have been burning since 2016. Eclipses on the Leo-Aquarius axis have activated personal sorting hats that rearranged many a friendship, group association, and life wish. The current full moon connects specifically to early February 2017, when a Leo lunar eclipse occurred at exactly the same degrees. Now the sun and moon have switched locations, and the tables are turned, giving you uncharacteristic distance on what transpired then or has transpired since. This full moon brims with paradoxes. It pairs the emotional process and culmination of a full moon with the detachment and intellect of Aquarius. Yet, hearts and emotions are at the core of experience now, with Venus, ruler of all we value, tight with the sun and opposite the moon. Another angle, the feminine moon is in a masculine sign, and the masculine sun is teeming with the archetypal feminine Venus. The result may be emotional intelligence, our minds telling our hearts, look who's near, look who's dear. We may step into sufficient distance to acknowledge emotions about our circles and networks, about our friends, and about certain connections in particular. We could realize we love certain friends. We could realize we love a certain friend. The process is not all hearts and flowers, though. It carries some messiness. There will be upsets, possibly anger, probably heated but necessary confrontations. One reason, the Sun and Venus are in an adjustment aspect to Pluto, who has been dredging up and reworking all manner of programming, patterning, and foundations. As a result, less than pretty impulses are inserting themselves into the full moon equation. Or they may be compelling us to take action based on a trigger that has nothing whatsoever to do with our intellect. Also, Eris, goddess of discord, is in the thick of the side action. She's in an open current to Mars, ruler of drive, nerve, and anger, who's traveling with Juno, protector of partnerships and marriage. Keeping the peace is not possible. This trio is fueling taking risks, kicking up a fuss, and forcing difficult moves, all to further not just unions, but co-equal power and status within unions. It's time to treat them seriously and responsibly. Expansive Jupiter, in his sign of life philosophy, is in a growth aspect to Saturn, lord of structure and order. You may encounter a pair of big boy or big girl panties. You may find yourself putting them on, willingly. They're tailor-made. For all our connections to work from now on, we must be ourselves instead of wearing guises and playing rules we believed necessary to get by. This full moon reminds us of that. It promises to awaken appreciation of our true friends, and it has the potential for us to find love and friendship in one place. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, book a session with me, and help yourself to a variety of tools to deal with what's going on this summer in my shop. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. You'll find me on Instagram at K.A. Beal, on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel, and lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal.